Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th Berlinale. I'm in company of Maimona Doucouré, director of Cuties Mignon, screening in the Generation K+.
So, Maimona, how did it all start? I read that the film is sort of a continuation of a short film that you did, and it shares a powerful shot as well. Is that true?
It's not exactly a continuation of my short film, but both of them was an inspiration of my life. So there is some similarity between them. The fact that I grew up in a polygamous family in France with two mothers and my father, and also with 10 brothers and sisters. And so this is, my childhood.
What did you think that it was more interesting, maybe to have like protagonists that is living what we called pre-adolescence? I mean, where you're not really a woman yet and you don't even know what it means to be a woman, but still you're not a child anymore.
Actually, to write this story, it was one day in a neighborhood gathering, with a lot of shows, and some little girls come on the stage and were dancing. They were only 11 years old, and they were dancing very sexually, very sensually. And I was shocked at that moment and say to myself, do they have the conscience of what they are doing now? And actually, during 1 year, I've been on the street, on the parks, schools, association, to meet a lot of little girls at that age, and spoke with them and just hear their stories. And it was all of their stories that I used to write my scripts. And I heard so many things disturbing, and about the fact that they are in this kind of imitation of what they used to see on social media. And for me, it's just about a new way to find love today, because today we are finding love with the likes and followers. And when you have 11 years old and you used to see a lot of women on the social media, very sexy and like sexual objects, with so many likes and so many followers just showing their body, you just saying yourself, okay, I'm going to do the same and have that love. But I don't know what does it mean, but that works, so why not? And this film is not a pamphlet, or I didn't want to judge my character. For me, just really being an 11-year-old little girl and try to understand what they feel and how they live in our society, and be very close to them. Actually, it was my goal.
I found it to be very universal.
Yeah,
even if it's talking about a specific moment in time, because the real problem in general, and especially with women today growing up, is like to try and find our personal combination of what kind of woman we want to be and who we want to be. What do we want to keep from traditions or rituals? What do we want from society and what the culture tell us we should?
Yeah, it's exactly the question. Should we just choose which woman we want to be? And can I, me today as a director, put a dress and high heels and makeup as well, and be credible, you know. Yeah, it's, you know, I was at Sundance 2 weeks ago, and where I won the best directing award for my film Mignon Cuties, and on the stage when I received my award, I say one day I was in my first festival with my short film Maman, and a guy come to my producer and told him, I can't believe that this girl talking about me with my, you know, my dress and my high heels, my makeup, very feminine, I can't believe that she made the film. And the guy also tell to my producer, I think you made it instead of her. So I was very, oh my God, I can't believe that. Why, you know, we are in this kind of, that's crazy. It's a fight every day behind and in front of the camera today as a female director. And also in my film, it's also about just choose what you want to be and take your time as a child to just grow up, and because everybody is coming and try to growing you very fast.
And but as the situation like a little bit changed for you, do you see that from the beginning of your career as a director till now, something with all this talking and trying to fight and the Me Too, the gender equality discussion, do you think that something is slowly changing or you don't see it?
The thing is, first of all, you know, I'm pretty new in this industry, because before that I've never been in the cinema school, and I started just 6 years ago. But I can feel, of course, today our voices are heard, yeah, and that is a big, huge step on the process to have that equality between genders. And but I think I also believe that as artists, we also have that responsibility in our film to create a lot of role models to the young generation and say, okay, you are a girl, but look at my movie. There is a woman president, or there is a woman astronaut or engineer, or a lot of, you know, panel of strong characters with very strong stories. And that's going to help a lot. That's going to help a lot. And also more diversity, more female in decision, les postes de décision.
Je ne sais pas comment on dit.
Ouais, les postes de décision, les postes influential posts.
Wow. Yeah, more female, of course, in influential posts as well.
You started, like, you presented this film in Sundance, so, and now in Berlinale, so in front of many people, but how does it feel to know that being on Netflix, so many countries are going to watch this film? Mm. I mean, it's like potentially a huge amount of people.
Yeah, that's very, as a... You know, when you tell a story, make a movie, it's so important to show it with people and share it with people. And I'm very glad of how things is gonna be with the Cuties in France. It's gonna release in theaters the April 1st, and for the rest of the world, it's gonna be on the 190 countries everywhere. In so many languages. Yeah, I love that. Imagine that is possible today to have. It's amazing to have today this international range with the film.
Thank you so much, Maimouna.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be talking to Maimona Docouré, director of Cudis Mignon, screening at 70th Berlinale in Generation K+. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.